From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A South Florida community has been listed as one of the most endangered historic places in the country. As WLRN's Wilson Sayre reports, Bay Harbor's East Island makes the list for its Miami modern architecture.
Each year, the National Trust for Historic Preservation asks people to nominate historic areas or neighborhoods that it thinks are at risk of being lost. The most endangered this year include Frank Lloyd Wright's Spring House in Tallahassee, the Union Terminal in Cincinnati, and Bay Harbor's East Island. The island is home to one of the largest concentrations of Miami modern architecture in the country.
I mean, certain architecture just makes you feel good, and it's kind of whimsical. The colors are great. It's very Florida, I think. It's kind of like the essence of Southern Florida.
Karen Nicholas is a field officer with the National Trust.
If you dig a little deeper than that, they're threatened by insensitive development.
Development that's led to the demolition of a few historic buildings already. But to Nicholas, just as egregious is the development that's going up around the old buildings. Newer, taller structures that don't fit in with the Miami modern aesthetic. The National Trust is a non-governmental agency, so it can't actually prevent any development from moving forward. The idea of the list, though, is to bring awareness to people like town commissioners who could pass zoning laws or push for historic designation. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And whether the neighborhoods are historic or brand new, a survey shows that the Sunshine State still has great appeal for foreign investors. The National Association of Realtors says Florida once again topped the nation as the state of choice among international real estate buyers, capturing 23% of sales transactions. Realtors also say there's been a noticeable increase in buyers from China. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.